Because it's accelerating, it's scattering. We have very limited means to combat it, and so it it first and foremost hits the poorer regions of the world, like a lot of epidemics, which have few resources to combat the epidemic. So there's a lot of situations, a lot of parallels if you go deeper down to an epidemic. Secondly, it's because I wanted to have another picture on climate change. Because if you have an epidemic which, you know, kills a few hundred, a few thousands, people get scared and you have the whole world society that get mobilized, and WHO, they get mobilized, they got all mobilized. But here we have an epidemic with so many casualties, millions, involved, and you don't do anything.
Extreme weather events dominated the news in 2010.
coach would have put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things have been different. I'd have gone pro. Hardly, I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere. You know, soaking up.
This is just a sampling.
Yeah, I mean, because some of these are things going on, and we have seen that before. But scientists, they conclude more and more that more of them are due to global warming. And the global warming really stirs the whole climate upside down. And therefore, there is a still closer relation. But it's still argued among scientists how much and where.
Joplin, Missouri. The storm killed at least 122, both huge numbers given how many people live there.
The massive tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri Sunday, flattening entire neighborhoods and claiming an untold number of lives. 11 bodies were pulled from just one location alone. The storm was so powerful it reportedly ripped the bark from trees as wind speeds approached 150 miles per hour.
The latest information I have from Oklahoma City is that there are now two confirmed dead in the state of Oklahoma tonight. 122 confirmed dead in Joplin, Missouri from the storm that hit there Saturday. 1,500 missing according to a fire captain in Joplin, and the tornadoes are said to be still breaking out tonight.
Into June, America is in the grip of pulverizing summer heat, stretching from Texas to the big cities on the East Coast, and even in the North, highways are buckling in the heat.
Look at this tornado. This is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Look at it just tearing up the ground. Look at the debris. That's rough.
I'm in Atlanta tonight with America sweltering.
In Woodstock, Georgia today, where it felt like it was nearly 100 degrees.
So you don't carry a sweat rag?
No.
Sergeant Keith Smith showed us how in the world he keeps cool wearing a bulletproof vest under his shirt. It's a device called the Cool Cop, and officers here are attaching it to air conditioning in their patrol cars.
Alright,
then get me a toilet paper roll, a corkscrew, and some tinfoil.
We don't have a corkscrew.
Alright, then get me an avocado, an ice pick, and my snorkel. Trust me, bro, I've made bars with less. Hurry up!
And of course, when you have lots of snow in New York and more snow than ever, then you have more summer than ever, warmer climate than ever in Greenland and so forth. So everything is turned upside down.
As you yourself express, there seems to be a growing trend of disappointment with the United Nations climate talks. What do you think are the best and worst things that came out of the last negotiation?
So we are still further behind the solutions than ever, and Cancun didn't make it much better.
What have been the media's biggest failings in covering climate change, and what do you personally think they should be doing better?
It is with the media. They are interested when global politicians are interested. They are gathering in Cancun or wherever it is. Then it is it's an interesting news story, and you cover it. And then, you know, after that, you lose interest.
And connecting the other end of the hose to a sweet spot.
Because it makes the difference.
Definitely. It makes all you can think of when you get in a vehicle and put.
That could last for days. Memphis, they were calling this a heat emergency that could last for days.
The number one priority here is hydration.
It's an $89 service fee.
At this air conditioning repair shop south of Minneapolis today, the phones never stopped ringing.
We can't answer the phones fast enough as the way it goes right now.
Their high hit 94, and they joined cities all across the country that saw mid-90s, even 100-degree temperatures.
It's so hot that the devil stopped me and asked me for a ride.
Musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad.
Check this out. You know what I'm saying?
So cool. Everybody else, they, you know, pretend to think you're crazy because you're going another way.
I'd like to steal your Hawaiian punch.
Brain feeder.
So far, fires consumed more than 27,000 acres of the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge.
High winds are fueling the fires, burning out of control in Arizona and parts of the Southwest. The blanket of heavy smoke now stretches all the way into South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. And the summer just getting started. Steve Osunsami, ABC News.
Media got interest in climate change as if there was that the political success was a success for the climate, and if there's no political success, I mean, there was no interest in climate change.
You talk about how the public appears to be losing interest in climate change, while other crises that you claim are less severe, for example, the swine flu, are
record-breaking 100
attention, and because of that,
73 tornadoes,
quickly and comprehensively as a result.
Or through 14 states. Supercells, biblical in size and strength, ripping through homes and devastating farmland. Frightening scenes of nature's fury, the worst breakout of tornadoes in 40 years.
consume more than 27,000 acres. That monster wildfire. 150 feet high, smoke spreading more than 1,000 miles. Last night we told you the fire was bigger than Chicago. Tonight it's bigger than Chicago and New York City combined. Clayton Sandell reports from Springerville, Arizona.
Firefighters tried desperately today to hold the lines against a fire that scored a cruel victory. Searing flames forced crews to retreat from the town of Greer overnight, where several homes were destroyed.
They were massive, truly massive tornadoes, nearly a mile wide, turning through homes, taking more than a dozen lives in Tuscaloosa. Another 5 dead here, 6 dead there, as the siren sounded all across the state of Alabama and parts of Georgia.
From Illinois to Mississippi, river communities grapple with unprecedented flooding. Compare NASA's satellite images. The region's rivers at normal levels last year and now. Water seeping from banks and levees all over. River levels higher than the great floods of 1927. And 1937.
The National Weather Service says we are in one of the worst droughts on record.
Talk to experts about the drought, the winds, and how long all of it will last.
Thousands of people living along the Mississippi River are evacuating their homes for higher ground as the river approaches levels not seen in decades.
Thank you.
stretching from Texas to the big cities on the East Coast and even in the North. Highways are buckling in the heat.
Exploding in size as it surged north. 11 days old now, it hasn't stopped growing. Alex Hoon knows the science behind what is driving these monster flames. One problem, the fire is creating its own weather.
Since I'm in Atlanta tonight with a...
Sergeant Keith Smith showed us how in the world he keeps cool.
Begins his piece in the Washington Post this week. Caution. It is vitally important not to make connections. When you see pictures of rubble like this week's shots from Joplin, Missouri, you should not wonder, is this somehow related to the tornado outbreak 3 weeks ago in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or the enormous outbreak a couple of weeks before that, which together comprised the most active April for tornadoes in U.S. history? No, that doesn't mean a thing. It is better to think of these as isolated, unpredictable, discrete events. It is not advisable to try to connect them to your in your mind with, say, the fires burning across Texas, fires that have burned more of America at this point this year than any wildfires have in previous years. Texas and adjoining parts of Oklahoma and New Mexico are drier than they've ever been. The drought is worse than that of the Dust Bowl, but do not wonder if they're somehow connected.
Those are the words of Bill McKibben.
Particular tornado comes from climate change. There have always been tornadoes. We do know that we're seeing epic levels of thunderstorm activity, of flooding, of drought, of all the things that climatologists have been warning us about. And of course, they're not confined just to our continent. Even in the last week, the Chinese have pointed out that they're suffering through the worst drought in the center of the country that they have on record. In Colombia, the president went on TV last week to say, we've gotten so much rain in the last year, it's washed away so much of our infrastructure that it's as if we haven't been doing any development work for the last 10 or 20 or 25 years.
Dog boy, where have you been? running in the grass barefoot, sniffing the fresh breezes, and watching the moonrise. It's summertime, Mr. Dan.
Well, you should be here helping your country.
Oh, sure, Mr. Dan. How can I help?
You can help me keep the Obamacrat socialistas from raising our nation's debt ceiling.
Oh, so all the unemployed people can get jobs and feed their families. That's great.
Well, no. We'll default, which will cause a global economic calamity of some sort. But it's our best shot at getting rid of the problem.
What problem is that?
Government! That's the problem, not the solution. Things are bad out there, dog boy.
Oh, I know, Mr. Dan. This is the perfect time to...
starve the beast and get government off our backs.
Oh, I was gonna say help people.
People will help themselves to making money, dog boy, if the government gets out of the way.
Oh, you mean so Fortune 500 companies can pay nothing in taxes or get money back?
Well, yeah. We've got to reform the corporate tax rate.
Oh, you mean so they pay more in taxes, like they did under Ronald Reagan.
No! And don't you take Reagan's name in vain.
Okay, Mr. Dan.
We've got to cut our way out of this mess, dog boy.
Tax cuts?
Yes.
Deficit cuts?
Yes.
Cut foreclosure help?
Yes.
Cut infrastructure?
Yes.
Cut storm tracking?
Yes.
And refuse to raise the debt ceiling?
Yes.
Now what, Mr. Dan?
We all get rich, dog boy.
Can you cut me half an apple? I've only got 2 cents, Mr. Dan. Mr. Dan?
Stuff is immense, and as long as we just think about it as just a series of one-off isolated disasters, we probably are not asking ourselves the most important questions. What can we do to stop this destabilization before it gets much worse?
And Bill, you also mentioned in your article what's happened in the past year in Pakistan and Australia and other parts of the world. Can you talk about that as well?
Flooding is probably one of the biggest example of what we're doing. Warm air holds more water vapor than cold. On average, the Earth's atmosphere is about 4% wetter than it was 30 years ago, which is an astonishingly large change in a basic physical parameter. What it does is load the dice for downpour and deluge and flooding. And one country after another has been crapping out in the last year, throwing snake eyes. I mean, you saw the pictures from Queensland in Australia, because Queensland in Australia has a lot of white people and TV cameras. You didn't see similar pictures from Sri Lanka, from Vietnam, from the Philippines, from Brazil, northeast of Rio, where they've had similar kinds of mega floods, now Colombia.
Prevent climate change. At the present moment, we have to normalize middle-sized climate disasters, which will change our civilization severely, very severely in the time to come. So therefore, what we have to do, it is really to challenge this state of denial, try to really make it clear what is ahead of us. So this awareness campaign, I feel, it has to deal with, both to make people aware of what are the conditions for the future of the planet.
Thank you.
forming something called a pyrocumulus cloud.
The fire is so intense, it has so much heat that it actually forms its own little thunderstorm at the top of the smoke plume.
They're bad news, creating winds that start new fires by hurling debris as far as 5 miles through the air.
I've seen flaming pine cones. The amount of heat that it's generating, it can shoot stuff off very, very far.
Heat wave burned its way into the record books in the eastern U.S. today, causing at least 7 deaths. And in the west, an inferno of a different kind. Out of control wildfire raged on. Ray Suarez has the story.
Again and again today, tanker planes swooped over the mountains of eastern Arizona, dropping clouds of reddish-orange retardant, hoping to tamp down the so-called wallow fire.
To focus a lot
massive blaze has burned an area comparable in size to Phoenix, threatened several small towns in its path. Fire Information Officer Jim Whittington.
We're a long ways from talking about containment. We're just trying to check the spread right now.
Allowing a permit for a huge pipeline across the center of the country that will run from Canada, from the tar sands in Alberta, down to refineries in Texas. That's the equivalent of lighting a fuse on the biggest carbon bomb on the planet. So we need the president and the rest of his administration to focus a lot harder on climate change. It's nice that they've talked about green jobs and so on and so forth, but we need them to understand that global warming right now is the most difficult problem that we face, and we can't do anything that'll make it worse. Congress at the moment is clearly preventing us from doing much that will make it better, but we've got to do everything we can to engage that battle. That's what we're doing at 350. They're the reason that Congress is being as willful and blind as they are. We've got to engage these big forces, and we've got to do it very dynamically, because the time, as this chain of freak weather events makes clear, is running out.
Thank you.
But no way, Jose, my spinner survives. It's like fruit.
We have a dangerous heat wave blanketing much of the country. At least 5 people in 3 states have died from the heat. Parts of the Northeast and South expect more record highs today, topping 100 degrees in some places. In summer, it's still 2 weeks away. In summer, it's still 2 weeks away. CBS News correspondent Michelle Miller is in New York's Times Square with the latest on the heat here in the Northeast this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. All across the country, big cities like New York retain a lot of heat. Concrete jungles that trap solar radiation during the day. You can't escape at night. Hit the mid-90s in her New York apartment, 42-year-old Virginia Norville knew she needed to take her 8-month-old son somewhere to cool off.
So I went straight to the center, a block away from me, and I stayed there for 3 or 4 hours.
Just to scientists and not just to activists. The head of one of the country's biggest insurance companies was quoted just a week or so ago saying, look, it's very clear to us that the level of thunderstorm activity across the country is off the charts. We're going to have to be raising our premiums, and there's going to be lots of places where we're not going to be able to underwrite anymore. Told us 3 years ago that any value for carbon in the atmosphere greater than 350 parts per million was not compatible with the planet on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth is adapted. That is strong language. It's stronger still when you know that everywhere outside your studios, up on top of Mount Everest, in the Antarctic, right now we're at about 390 parts per million CO2 and gaining fast.
I stay where the air conditioner is. I don't go anywhere else.
City officials encourage people to check on their neighbors, especially those living alone.
It's a good time to stop in on a neighbor, particularly somebody that's all living by themselves.
The current heat wave is scorching an area stretching from Minnesota to Maryland. Shattered records in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. Officials say at least 5 heat-related deaths have been reported so far.
President refuses to protect and secure
Forests and the carbon sink of America. We have created communities that are completely besieged. It has led to the largest forest removal of American citizens since the mid-19th century. Today, Amy, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, when you flick on your light switch and your computers and your radio and your TV, for thousands of Americans in the coal fields, they'll be living with fly rock, dangerous silica dust and toxic coal dust. Their water has been contaminated by coal slurry. We really have created these natural sacrifice zones that should no longer exist in.
Left outside in his wheelchair for more than 3 hours in 97 degree heat.
It's just devastating, that's all. For someone to be out there in the heat like that for that long.
Even the young were caught off guard. Schools with no air conditioning let students go home early. People working outdoors had to take cover.
You have to take a break, or you'll overexert yourself.
Can't say it enough for the most vulnerable, the sick, the elderly, the children, staying indoors and staying hydrated.
Sunday evening's tornado in Joplin, Missouri. The storm killed at least 122, both huge numbers, given how many people lived there.
The massive tornado tore Joplin, Missouri Sunday, flattening entire neighborhoods and claiming an untold number of lives.
And some schools across the country are going the extra mile.
One location alone. The storm was so powerful it reportedly ripped the bark from trees as wind speeds approached 150 miles per hour.
The latest information I have from Oklahoma City is that there are now two confirmed dead.
think Americans within their field of reference of how we use our lives. Now, I'm not talking all Americans, there are awake Americans, but I'm talking about the mean of it. I think the trajectory of empire shows that the United States will decline as empires do, slowly or dramatically. Empires usually go one of the, and the beacons of intelligence are in the other places you mentioned around the rest of the world.
First and foremost, as you mentioned yourself, it is that science have tried for many years and warned, but we didn't understand their language. Politicians, we don't believe them anymore, and they speak a language we don't understand. That goes for business too. They have waited too long, and now I'm not talking about green growth and so forth. But that's too late again. We can't rely on these things. So therefore, we have to develop a shared language which really make it aware for all people, being the different groups, being politics, politicians, being business, being general public, especially next generation. We have to develop a new language, a new understanding.
Climate change is real. Who's a climate scientist?
not a comet. Climate change is caused by people. Earth, unlike alien, has no sequel. Gotta move fast or we'll be forsaken.
Cause we were too busy sucking dick in Copenhagen.
Hey! It's hot in here. 32% more carbon in the atmosphere. Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh, wee.
True, unlike Andrew Bolt, our work is peer-reviewed.
Hey! I'm a climate scientist. I'm a climate scientist.
And I work
with
climate scientists.
Facts,
like climate change on crack. Remember from subtract. If it releases whack. Write a letter then burn it.
Deny, let's deny this in your dreams. Cause climate change means greater extremes. Shit won't be the norm. Heat waves bigger than a storm.
Community-based radio. I'm Furious George. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Community-based radio. Radio Base Alicious is coming up next. Stick around for that. I do this every Thursday because it's fun and it's micro-powered, volunteer-driven little corner of Carrboro and online. Also in the FuriousG.blogspot.com area. If you've enjoyed the theme tonight, it's been a good one. Not really, I guess, but hopefully we've jammed you enough with the beats to help shake away some of the depression and the heat. I'll be back next week. I'm Furious. Stick around.
Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you be bada, rada, bada, play me, not a crowd, excited. Oh, you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm going when I play it. Bigger than
and staying hydrated are the best prevention, and some schools across the country are going the extra mile.
Wow.